Welcome to another practical teaching of God's Word by Pastor Harold McPherson, pastor of Covenant Community Church in Suffolk, Virginia. Here at Covenant, we are committed to leading people into genuine relationship with God through the power of Jesus Christ. And now, here is Pastor McPherson.
He knew that he was not talking to just another man. The Bible says in John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then it drops down into verse 14 and says the Word became flesh. Hallelujah. The centurion, no man, this is not just another man. This is God in the flesh. This is the Word of God wrapped in humanity. And when he speaks, everything yields. The centurion had an understanding. He knew that a word spoken by the Word would change his servant's reality. Glory be to God. He understood that even though his servant knew a lower reality, he knew that if I believe the higher reality, if I believe the higher truth, it would displace the lower reality. Hallelujah. Oh, come on and give God praise. Hallelujah. Because, see, we have been conditioned to believe lower truth as if there is no higher truth. Come on now. I believe in doctors. I believe in medicine. I get my checkups, man. I go to the doctor, man. I try to stay in good shape. All of that. But when you go and you get a report, you just can't believe the report that comes from a lower reality. Come on now. There is a higher truth. I say there is a higher truth. Glory be to God. Whose report will you believe? Hallelujah. It's not in denial of the lower truth. I just believe a higher truth because the higher truth will displace the lower truth. Oh, I'm not in denial about the report that I receive. I just believe a higher report. And I know that when he says something, the lower report has to yield to the higher report. Oh, hallelujah.
But I'm going to say something now. In the church, we often have more faith in medicine than we do in God. And that's not an indictment. That's just true. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Huh? Come on now. Huh? The lady that I spoke of earlier, the doctor, professional, trained oncologist, gave her an accurate assessment of her body. But she knew he didn't make her body. And her daddy said, look here, I understand what he said. But he told her, you need to get up. And get up and do what you know to do. Come on now. In other words, don't you lay down on that report. Because if you lay down on that lower truth will take you out. Oh, but you better get up out of that bed. You better get up. Stand up. Come on, tell somebody it's time to stand up. Hallelujah. It's time to stand up. It's time to stand up on the higher truth of God's word. She stood up. You got to catch it now. She stood up. Hallelujah. And she said, I'm not just going to get up, but I'm going to profess and confess the word of my God. I've got a report from man, but I've got a report from God. And I'm going to believe. believe God. I'm going to stand on his word. I'm going to confess his word. And there were days when she didn't feel like doing anything, but she kept on pushing like the woman with the issue of blood. She kept on pushing. She kept on pushing. Even though she didn't feel like it sometimes, she kept on declaring what God was saying. Hear me now. Hear me now. Catch it now. On the 28th day. Come on now. On the 28th day of a 30-day sentence to death, 2 days before she was supposed to check out, God checked in. Say, daughter, I see your faith. I see your faith. That you are believing the higher truth. You've got a report on the lower truth, but let me show you that I can change the lower truth. Hallelujah. God touched her body and drove terminal cancer out of her flesh, and she's healed today. Oh, come on and give God praise in the house of God. Oh, come on. You got to give God a shout. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Don't you lay down on your situation. Don't you lay down on your circumstance. Don't you lay down and feel sorry for yourself. You better get up and give God glory. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure for a night. I say weeping may endure for a little while, but after a while, faith will say, baby, turn your tissues in. Hallelujah. Put your Kleenex box down. It's time to move in to Holy Ghost healing. Come on now. Some of y'all at day 25. You got to keep pushing. You got to keep pushing. Some of you at day 26. I tell you, but the 28th day is coming. Hallelujah. When the Lord will reward your faith. Because the Holy Ghost has challenged me at times. What do you really believe? Because there's a whole lot of people who talk faith, but what do you really believe? You know the word, but what do you really believe? Do you believe the report that you've gotten is the higher truth? Or is it lower truth? Because there are levels of truth. And the enemy wants you to believe the lower truth as if that's the only truth. But there is a higher truth. It's the word of the living God. Hallelujah. And make a decision to put your faith in the higher truth, not in denial of the lower truth, not ignoring the lower truth. Yes, but there is a higher truth that will displace the lower truth. Make sense? Because as believers, we go through things. You need stuff. Anybody here, you need something? You want something. You know, ain't no wrong with wanting something, as long as you want the right thing. And you want it for the right reason. But that's a lower reality. That's a lower truth. My need is a lower truth. My problem is a lower truth. My situation and condition is a lower truth. And you can tell what my faith is by what dominates my mind. The centurion said, my servant is dead. I love him. I love him to life. But I know that there is a higher truth here. I don't know what these Israelites know. They've been knowing about God for a long time. I don't have all the knowledge that they have. But I got enough sense to believe. I got enough sense to know that you are God in the flesh. They following you. They bumping into you. But I believe that what you say changes things. Hallelujah. We got to read the end of the verse. Look at verse 10. Look at verse 10 in chapter 7. And it says, and those who were sent, returning to the house, what did they find? Found the servant well. Found the servant well, who had been. Who had been. Past tense. Who had been. other words, the higher truth drove out the lower truth. Hallelujah. Oh, come on and give God praise in the house of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I got to drive this home. You have to hear this over and over again now. There was a widow at Zarephath. And we don't have time to go there, but it was in 1 Kings chapter 17. The Bible says that she was a widow. Her husband had died, single mother, in a famine. How many know that's a bad situation? Single mother, especially during that time, you know what I mean? If you were a widow, man, you were just on the bottom of the rung. A widow in a famine. But God had told Elijah that I have commanded a widow in Zarephath of Sidon to feed you. Now that don't make sense. A broke widow in a famine is going to feed the servant of God. Come on now, how many know when God speaks, it's time to listen? So Elijah goes there, sees her gathering sticks, man. Gathering sticks, and she's going to cook her last meal, and her and her son going to eat it and die. And I'm summarizing, paraphrasing. They're going to eat it and die. But the prophet, and a prophet is a mouthpiece for God. He's a spokesman for God. If he's a real prophet, he has the word of God in his mouth. Come on now. So the prophet says, look here, I know you're gonna, I know dust flying everywhere. This is dusty, ain't nothing growing out here. You know what I mean? But I know you fixing to fix something, y'all. You fix something for you and your son. Y'all, you're gonna make your last pancake, you and your son. But he said, make me something first. And she went on to explain some things to him, and then he explained to her, no, your flour is not gonna run out. No, we're gonna eat for a little while. And she went on and obeyed the man of God, and she fed him, her son, and herself in the midst of a famine. Why? Because she believed what she heard. If she didn't believe it, she would not have obeyed. But evidently she believed him, acted on it, and God rewarded her faith and her obedience. And she, Elijah and her son, feasted in a famine. Amen. In other words, her lower reality was displaced by the higher reality of God's truth. In 2 Kings round chapter 5, there was a story of Naaman. Naaman, again, was a military officer. The Bible says that he was a very honorable man. Naaman was a very honorable man, esteemed by his master. Amen. Amen. But he was a leper. And leprosy was a flesh-eating disease. I mean, leprosy, noses would fall off. Huh? That's why a lot of times people back during the time with leprosy, they would hide their faces and they would wear a lot of clothes because it would eat flesh off of their bodies. And so even though he was an honorable man, he had a quote unquote incurable disease. But it says that Naaman's wife had a servant, had a lady working for her who was from Israel. And she explained to her master. She said, "Well, you know, why is my master dealing with this disease? There is healing in Israel." And so evidently Naaman's wife told him. Naaman went to the king. The king sent letters to the king of Israel and said, "My servant is coming to you. I need you to heal him." And of course the king said, "What in the world? You think I'm gone?" Tore his clothes. He said, "Man, no. And Elijah said, "No, send him to me." The prophet said, "Send him to me." So Elijah gave him instructions, and of course Naaman got upset because Elijah told him, "No, I need you to go dip in the Jordan 7 times. Now the Jordan is not all that clean, okay? It's not pristine. It's not like Caribbean water, you know what I mean? And so Naaman argued with him for a little while. He said, "Man, You know what I mean? The rivers in Damascus are much greater than them. This man's crazy. Want me to go and dip in the Jordan 7 times? Because, see, he expected Elijah to come out and do some hocus pocus stuff. See, he wanted Elijah to come out and be spooky. Ooh. No, no, no. As we said last Sunday, God is real. He's not religious nor superstitious. Hey, man, God does not play games with his power. He does what he does in the light. So it's after a while, Naaman's servant say, look, you know what I mean? You know, Naaman, if he had told you to do something great, then you would have did that. You know what I mean? But just go ahead and do what he told you to do. And he went down and dipped in the Jordan 7 times because the issue wasn't, the healing wasn't in the Jordan. The healing was in his obedience. Because Elijah could have told him, go out and roll over 7 times. You know what I mean? It wasn't what he was doing. It was in his compliance. And once he complied, oh, come on, tell somebody it's time to comply. Oh, hallelujah. Once he complied with what the prophet said, he came out whole. Amen. Amen. His lower truth of leprosy was displaced by the higher truth of God's word. Glory be to God. Am I talking to somebody today? Huh? Your situation is lower truth. Your situation is not the highest truth. Your situation is not the final word. Come on. Oh, come on now. I know it's shaking your faith right now. You say, Pastor, no, I've been thinking this way a long time now. That's why it's time to change the way that you think. Glory be to God. That's some of why the situation has remained there, because your faith has been in a lower truth, more has been in a higher truth. Come on, tell somebody it's time to shift now. Oh, it's time to shift now. It's time to shift now. It's time to believe a higher truth. It's time to believe what thus saith the Lord. It's time to say what God is saying. It's time to declare what God is saying. It's time to believe God. It's time to agree with God so that your lower truth lines up with his higher truth. Oh, come on and give God praise in the house of God. Come on, you don't have to just read about other people's miracles. You can receive a miracle yourself. You don't have to read about Smith Wigglesworth and all these other people. No, you can receive a miracle yourself. My Bible tells me that the just shall live by faith. You got to hear it over and over again now. Because we have been conditioned to believe what we see. We have been conditioned to put more credence in what a man says. Come on now. Than in what God says. Come on now. Come on now. As if my situation is the final state. I'm going to prove it to you. At one time, you were in a bad situation. Oh, come on. At one time, you were on your way to hell. You were hell bound. Might have been a good person. Didn't smoke, didn't chew, didn't hang out with them hoodoo. But you were scared of death. Because you knew that you weren't ready to meet the one on the other side of the grave. But you heard. Come on. I say, but you heard. I say, you heard that there's forgiveness in Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I say that you heard that there's salvation in the cross. I say you heard that I can repent of my sins and be born again. I say you heard, hallelujah, and you mix your faith with what you heard. And now you're standing here right now, blood washed. I say you're bleeding right now, spirit filled. You're here right now with your name recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. The lower truth of your sin was displaced by the higher truth of God's word. Oh, come on and give God praise in the house of God. Come on now. If he can change your ticket from hell to heaven in a moment, What can he not do? Whose report will you believe? Come on now. Come on now. Don't babysit your situation. No, no, no. You cry for a little while, but put your tissue in a corner and stand up and believe the word of God. Whoa, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because self-pity will take you out.
This is a lot for a Sunday before Thanksgiving, ain't it? I say, Lord, this is Thanksgiving. This is Sunday before Thanksgiving. And you know what I mean? Normally you're supposed to preach, and no. You need to preach what I tell you to preach. Forget about the traditions of men. You declare what I want you to declare. Hallelujah. Because my people need a word. They need to understand that there is a higher truth. They're going through the valley of the shadow of death, but they need to know that I'm with them. My rod and my staff is with them. I have not forsaken them, and I need them to believe me so I can take them into their promised land. You eat the turkey later. Woo. Are you getting it? Are you getting it? Come on, come on. Are you getting it? Is it making sense to you? Are you getting it?
Because the problem cannot exist without a solution. A problem cannot exist without a solution. Where there is evil, there also has to be good. Because evil is simply a perversion of what is good. Where there is a lie, there is also the truth. And that's why once you know the truth will displace the lie. Regardless as to how much men try to suppress the truth will always prevail. And God's word, according to John 17:17, the Lord Jesus was praying. He said, Father, sanctify them by your truth. He said, your word is truth. Come on now. And once you know the truth of God's word, hallelujah, once you know what Jehovah has said, once you know what the Lord Jesus has decreed, just like the centurion, he said, Lord, all I need you to do is just say the word. Because I know that the word of God at your mouth is truth. Come on, tell somebody else. God's word is absolutely true. Come on, his word is absolutely true. It's the highest truth there is. According to Titus, he cannot lie. Tony, he can't lie. And I can't project onto God the weaknesses of men. Huh? God is not a politician. He's not afraid of losing his seat. He was not voted in. He's not afraid. He is God of the truth. There is no shadow of turning with him. There is no deceit with him. What he says is pure truth. What is true is accurate. What is true is factual. What is truth is correct. What is truth is real. When the woman got the diagnosis that she had cancer, that was real. It was accurate according to the assessment of men. You gotta catch it now. You gotta catch it again. But that wasn't the only truth. There was another assessment. She knew that Isaiah 53. Surely he has borne my griefs and carried my sorrows. He was stricken, afflicted. We esteem him as afflicted of God, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Oh, I'm going into higher truth now. By his stripes. I said, by his stripes. By his stripes. By his stripes. I am healed. Whoa, hallelujah. Come on and give God praise. Come on now. Come on now. Tell somebody it's time to shift. Come on, tell them it's time to stand up now. It's time not to believe God like never before. Come on now. Come on now. Don't babysit your condition. No, 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 no. Because as long as you babysit it, it's going to cry for your attention. But no, 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 no. Come on, tell somebody, shake yourself. Oh, shake yourself. Hallelujah. Stand still and see the salvation. I say stand still and see the salvation of your God. He's not moved by me feeling sorry for myself. He's moved by my faith. The Lord Jesus didn't marvel at the servant's condition. He marveled at the centurion's faith. Come on, tell somebody, by his stripes I'm healed. Come on, tell somebody, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Come on, tell somebody, and we know all things work together for the good. Hey! Come on, tell somebody, the Lord is my shepherd. I say, the Lord is my shepherd. I say, the Lord is my shepherd. I say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not be in continual need. I shall not dwell in continual lack. The Lord is my shepherd. I'm a giver. I'm a tither. Therefore, Philippians 4:19 belongs to me. My God shall supply. I say, my God shall supply. My God shall supply all my needs. I won't live in continual need. Come on now. God is my refuge. God is my refuge. I say, God is my refuge. God is my strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, I will not fear, though the earth be removed and the mountains be cast into the midst of the sea. Delight yourself in the Lord. I say, delight yourself in the Lord. I say, delight yourself in the Lord. I say, delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Is it true or is it not true? If it's true, come on and give God a high note of praise. Oh, come on, come on. We're going to take a praise break right here. Come on and give God. 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 Come on and give God the best praise. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, you're standing on the higher truth. I say you're standing on the higher truth. I say you're standing on the higher truth. Come on and give God the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah is the highest praise. I say hallelujah is the highest praise. I say hallelujah is the highest praise. Come on, tell somebody why you're standing. Shake yourself. Come on, tell them, shake yourself. Come on, tell them, shake yourself. Come on, tell them, settle yourself. Come on, tell them, settle yourself. Come on, it's time. Come on, tell somebody it's time. It's time to believe the higher truth. It's time to believe the higher truth. I say it's time to believe the higher truth. It's time to believe the higher truth and watch the lower truth change. Woo! Yeah. Give God praise. Give God a shout. Hallelujah. Give him a victory praise. Give him a victory dance. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. I say the devil is defeated. Hallelujah. Oh, I say the devil is defeated. Amen. The days of the lower truth dragging you down are over. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo. Come on, we got to stop. I feel a shift in the spirit. I said, I feel a shift. Oh, I feel a shift. I feel a shift in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel a shift. Your situation is shifting. I say your circumstance is shifting. Your body is shifting. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on. There's a shift. There's a shift. There's a shift. There's a shift. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Your faith is shifting from the lower truth to the higher truth, and God is responding. Hallelujah. I say there's a shift. There's a shift. There's a shift taking place. There's a shift.
Thank you for listening to this teaching. To receive prayer or to order this teaching in its entirety, call us at 757-539-1724. At Covenant Community Church, we believe that you can achieve victory in every area of your life through living by God's word. Remember, with God, we are champions.